beautiful one. Here we are getting ready to enter the super new moon at its fullest, what I want to call on the sacred Sunday for November. What is so extraordinary and rare about this is across all time zones, we will be under the super full moon at its peak on the 15th. This rarely happens. Usually there's a day off or so between the different time zones. We're talking Australia, South Africa, London, United States, Canada, all of us, everywhere, globally. We are all at this very synchronized connection call on a sacred Sunday is what I want to call it. Are you ready to amplify and boost the new manifesting intentions into life with what this completing cycle? This is the third consecutive new moon for 2020. And this is completes its cycle where the new moon is the closest it will be all of 2020. And the veil is thin. The energy field is very open, powerfully charged for intention. And because this is a third, this is all about completing. There's something that is ready to be closed down and to complete with all that has went before and what's been manifesting and creating into something powerfully new that is opening up in new creation. Also, the date, 11/15/2020. In a numerology standpoint, it all simplifies down to a three. And again, a three is a completion, a manifesting, a rooting power. When any time we have something in threes, that means it has sticking power. When you say something to someone three times, they remember it. It's like a prayer or a call or a continuum that really begins to take root, take form in the physical world. So this is such a highly powerful time to give your aligning attention to the intentions you want to be creating. We are doing a completing of this cycle and asking deeply, what is the world we are creating? This is a question for each of us individually and also collectively, which is very synchronizing that this particular third consecutive new moon landed on a day where universally we will all be peeking at this, what I'm going to call on the sacred Sunday. Each and every one of us are being asked, how are we using our energy to propel the future we want to live in forward? Every action is amplified during this power time. There's a natural accelerated momentum that will have long-term effects. So taking the time, what I want to call on your sacred Sunday, to do pen to paper, antenna to God, to the Creator, to the Source, to the universal loving presence, and to write it right, all that is needing alignment, activation, and deep inner courage and connection for you. And I say deep inner courage because there's something new that's being revealed that's going to cause you to exercise a new place in yourself of showing up and claiming it and naming it. This connection call that we're all in right now is powerfully important to nurture the manifesting seeds of intention and growth that are filled with hope for new possibilities ahead. Viktor Frankl, who survived the Holocaust and wrote the deeply treasured book, Man's Search for Meaning, he takes the essence of his work and says that hope is one of the most powerful, potent forces. So as we approach this super new moon, it's really about raising that intention to What are those hopes? What are those ideals? What are those intentions of those new possibilities ahead? There are three main focuses for this super new moon, and they are so important. First is igniting the light of truth. The transition of taking back your truth. That's right, your truth. How are you right now? The truth of your own. The truth that you are willing to own and plant into tomorrow's seeds of dreams. There's a lot of pushing and pulling of energy, but the most important question is, what is it, how you are going to ignite the light of truth for you and your truth you're going to own and your willingness to plant the seeds for tomorrow's dreams. What are you ready to ignite to life, to come alive? This is really important because when we get to the second focus, it's all about our pathways to progress. There's literally a new state of being that is currently being called for in each and every one of us. And there are many energy grabs that are up trying to tell us what our new state of being is going to be. But this is a very honest, truthful question for you that is important to how you're contributing and how you're showing up and the quality of which the foundation of the future is being built. What is the pathway of progress needing to activate your progress? That's right, yours, personal. You feel it, whole body, in your heart. And in your own truth of honesty, it's going to feel vulnerable to really name and claim that for you because you have to look to what's been dark, dormant, or suppressed for that light of truth to shine the light on what is that pathway for you so that you can have the emergence of new seeds of possibility, the energy movement of what's here for you, and connecting to the call. You've been hearing it. It's been a whisper. It's getting louder and clearer. And now is time to manifest those seeds for the future that is calling you forward and your contribution to how that is helping shape the destiny for you, for me, for all of us. And we all matter because the third focus is all about connections, communications, and compassion. We have been put through the test on many of these levels. So the question that comes on a really deep personal level that this new moon is asking each and every one of us, what has been displaced out of connection, needing more attention and direction? So feel it in the sense of what has felt further away from you or down, low, shrunk, and deep in hiding that it needs to get into connection. It's time to communicate, make that connection, hold the reverence for the compassion for yourself where maybe you haven't been there for yourself in the way in which you've wanted to. The reverence for the compassion for others as they're finding their way to be true. There is a courageous gift of truth that we are all being asked to connect to for new, powerful possibilities, something unknown. We don't even know it yet. We're redefining it. We're reshaping it. We're reshifting it. We're rewriting it. And it contributes to the life all around us on every level. Throughout these last 6 months, everything that we've all had to personally go through in our transformations is contributing and elevating towards the collective consciousness. We are all connected to the dreams that are being born. And what is it that's been dormant, hidden, or displaced that needs to be activated? Listen with courage to the truth within your heart. Own that truth. Let that become the most directive authority to speak into being your communications, your connection, your compassions, your progress on your pathways as you ignite the light for the truth that will shine the path for you. It'll give the light. It'll illuminate the light. Life wants to reach for life. And in the reaching for life, we move with the dreaming in the dark. That's when we see the bright stars of the night is in the dark. This is what the new moon is. It's about what has been dark and hidden that needs to be brought and shined to the light. That's what lighting the candle is a powerful activation metaphor with, is bringing it out, activating the essence and intentions to be born, to emerge, to be brought forth, to have that energy momentum become something in this world. So on this powerful, what I want to call Sacred Sunday, this was a beautiful ritual that I began doing as a new ritual commitment several weeks ago, is that my Sundays were going to be Sacred Sundays. I wasn't going to do any more work on it. And it was born out of working with this amazing business life coach that I've been working with, is that any activities that I do on that day are all regenerative, soul-fueling, nourishing, creative, fulfilling. So that means I really limit my screen time on anything that doesn't fall in alignment with that. It also means that I don't do any work on Sunday that would not have that soul nourishment to treat Sunday as a sacred Sunday. So I really want to invite you in to use this Sunday under the powerful time of this third super new moon, where the energy is amplified. Let it be an amplification, an acceleration, an alignment, because that's what the new moon is. It's a time of alignment where the sun, the moon, and the earth are in alignment. And now at the super moon, it's amplified. So doing your intention setting on what is true for you, what is the light of truth for you that's ready to be ignited, brought to the light of truth, held on your own progress pathway, opening the communication and connection line, and being very compassionate with yourself and others along the way. This is a powerful way to set your intentions as we go into the holiday season, and as we are also navigating how we are connecting to each other on a collective level. And also for additional support going from this new moon, going to the end of this month on the 30th, we have the eclipse full moon. And that is where the energy is going to be really about healing and transforming where energy has been eclipsed. This synchronizes with your pathways to progress. What area has had dark, dormant, or suppressed energy? And at the time of the full moon eclipse, this is where that energy that's been eclipsed can be released, can really help build the momentum of what needs to manifest next for you. It is also what needs to be eclipsed, what has had a gripping power that no longer serves and needs to be surrendered. So what's powerful is we're in a time of really looking at our own pathways to progress. How are we rewriting this story? How are we making this going forward? What is the creational connection that each of us are going to contribute towards it? I am over the moon, thrilled to be sharing with you too the 21-day prosperity mantra challenge experience that just launched this week. I actually did an opening as a bonus on 11/11 just to ignite getting that prosperity pathway going. You can join it right now. It's available to join, and this is a great way. I even had some people who joined it, and they're starting it. What I love about this is it's been customized so that it's a personal 21-day experience for you. You pick the day that you get to start, And then the whole progress of the prosperity pathway begins synchronized for what's right for you. You get daily prosperity mantras, mini meditations, journal prompts. It's simple, yet profound and deep, and it's easily something you can do each day to really build that powerful prosperity momentum on your pathway. And you also have the choice if you want to receive them in conjunction with it through text message. So it's just so much deep dive on the prosperity pathway. And I think no matter where we're at, our own personal pathways of life, prosperity is a natural, deep, inherent pro the spirit of you. That's where the original word prosperity comes from, enriching state of being. And we're all being called to rewrite what that means on every level. So my deep desire is as we go into this super manifesting new moon cycle, and we move through this now towards the end of the year, that the prosperity pathway that is meant for you unlocks more expansive, deeper, richer, and allowing and receiving exactly what you need for your next steps of support, serenity, safety, serendipity, and that you in that deepen more strongly, boldly, profoundly the courage to speak with hope, love, light, and deep compassion in this new cycle of creational intentions that will be a part of what's manifesting the new future. Allow what is ready to become for you, for me, for all of us. Your worthiness is all and well in your being. Let yourself name and claim. What is the manifesting dreams, intentions, and prosperity possibilities meant for you? Namaste, my beautiful one. Namaste.